Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Today's teaching, well, the Lord just stirred in me to teach something that he gave me a few years back. And when Jeff, get ready, because I want to tell you, you're not only going to shout during the call, but you'll probably be shouting still at the end.
Hallelujah.
And maybe all day.
2 Chronicles 15, verse 2 in the Message Bible says, God will stick with you as long as you stick with him. If you look for him, he will let himself be found. But if you leave him, he'll leave you.
Now, we're going to come back to 2 Chronicles 15, but next we want you to hear Genesis 28:13 in the Message Bible.
It says, then God was right before him saying, I am God, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. All the families of the earth will bless themselves in you and your descendants. Yes, I'll stay with you. I'll protect you wherever you go, and I'll bring you back to this very ground. I'll stick with you until I've done everything I promised you.
I'll stick with you until I've done everything I've promised you.
Hallelujah.
We could just preach that today.
I know it. And yet we're going to add in Jeremiah 1, verse 11. Jeremiah 1, verse 11, Classic Amplified Bible, starts out, stand up and say your piece. God's message came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? I said, a walking stick, that's all. And God said, good eyes, I'm sticking with you. I'll make every word I give you come true.
Hallelujah. If we stick with God, good things are going to happen. But if we leave him, he'll leave us.
Mm.
But the scripture says that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So we must stick with God, look for and seek God in every area of our lives. He's not a spare tire that can be rolled out when your transportation to the future goes flat. Stick with him. Look for him and serve him.
2 Chronicles 15, verse 3 says, for a long time, Israel didn't have the real God, nor did they have the help of priest or teacher or book. Verse 4 says, when they decided to seek God, he let himself be found.
You know, that's the problem with too many believers. Now, I'm not talking about high steeple, few people type churches. I'm talking about chandelier swinging, pew jumping,
ooh,
sanctuary running, tongue-talking men and women. They've heard 1,500 or more sermons in the past 5 years. They listen to all of Creflo Dollar and Joel Osteen's podcast and CDs, but still they're also listening to an email report which predicts something awful is going to happen. We need to be very careful what is getting our attention and be sure we stay focused on God's word, where it says, well, just so that he can manifest what he says he's going to do.
And you know, honey, what happens in the fact that God never leaves or forsakes us, but we leave or forsake him.
Sadly
true. And he can't speak to us if we're not listening.
If we let the world's reasoning take us off course, it will take us that much longer to get back on course. The children of Israel offer us a good example.
That's true. Numbers 13:26. Numbers 13, verse 26 says, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel into the wilderness of Paran and of Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land.
If this was the body of Christ, we might say they came back and preached a message, gave a word. They gave what the Bible calls an evil report. It was an evil report because it was not from revelation, but from their human reasoning.
That's right.
The report was not based on the wisdom of God, but it was contrary to the way God thinks.
Mm.
Now, get ready for this. If we're not acting and basing our decisions on what God's word says, his promises to us, then we're acting on an evil report.
That's a good word, honey. In Numbers 13, 27 through 33, in Numbers chapter 13, starting in 27, it says, "And they told him and said, We came into the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and the very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, and the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they, bringing up an evil report of the land which they had searched and unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in the town, as we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight."
10 spies brought a word, an evil report, a message that the masses believed, and about 3 million people began to fear because of Joseph and Caleb. Joshua and Caleb preached something totally different. They preached the good news.
They preached what was told them that would happen, that they would conquer.
They simply preached what God says in his word.
That's right.
To believe, speak, or teach anything else is contrary to the will of God. And we'll be guilty of bringing an evil report. Joshua and Caleb based their report on what God promised instead of what the circumstances seemed to be like. They refused to be moved by human reasoning because they knew that if God said it, he would bring it to pass.
Hallelujah.
Joshua and Caleb didn't have to see it first. How do we leave God? How do we cut ourselves off from his promises? By giving an evil report. Not believing that he is well able to bring us out of our present circumstances into the promised land. If we don't leave him or his word, he will never leave us or forsake us.
Let's look at the verses from 2 Chronicles 15 again and hear what God is saying to us. Beginning in verse 1, "Then Ahasuerus, son of Obed, moved by the Spirit of God, went out to meet Asa. And he said, Listen carefully, Asa, listen, Judah and Benjamin. God will stick with you as long as you stick with him. If you look for him, he will let himself be found. But if you leave him, he'll leave you. For a long time, Israel didn't have the real God, nor did they have the help of the priest or teacher or book. But when they were in trouble and got serious and decided to seek God, the God of Israel, God let himself be found. At that time, it was a dog-eat-dog world. Life was constantly up for grabs. No one, regardless of country, knew what the next day might bring."
It's not important that you know what tomorrow holds or brings. Because as the old saying goes, you know who holds tomorrow. It's called faith. Faith that God, our Heavenly Father, will protect us, care for us, and nurture us.
In 2 Chronicles 15, 6, it says, "Nation battered nation, city plummeted city. God let loose every kind of trouble among them.
Now I want you to get ready for 2 Chronicles 15:7. 2 Chronicles 15:7 in the Living Bible. But it's different with you. Be strong. Take heart. Payday is coming.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear that? When we stick with God, look for God, and seek God, no matter what's going on around us, our payday is coming.
That's right.
No matter what the news media says, no matter what the politicians say, no matter what your circumstances may say about you, no matter if you're living from day to day, you got to know that your payday is coming. No matter if your hours have been cut back, if you've been laid off the job, or there's not enough money to pay the rent, you got to know payday is coming. If you don't have enough money to make your mortgage payment, you got to know payday is coming. If you've been working at the same job but can't seem to get ahead, promoted, or bonuses or raises, you got to know your payday is coming. If you know you need more money in your life to do the things God has called you to do, you got to know your payday is coming. If you want to create multiple streams of income for your family, but you've never seemed to find the right opportunity or time, you got to know your payday is coming. When you stick with the Word of God, when you look for God, not what He can do for you, but you look to God, when you seek Him, you'll find Him. Now, being honest, you may have gone through some challenges in your life. You may be going through them right now. The enemy may have attacked or still be attacking your family, your health, your finances, or maybe all three at the same time. But there's no need to let it get you down or turn back, because you got to know.
Your payday is coming.
Say it again, baby.
Your payday is coming.
Your payday is coming.
Faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
Will take you through.
Look not the way things are, but hold on to the promises and confessions from the Word of God. Because your payday is coming. That song, 2 Chronicles 15:7 in the Living Bible. But it's different with you. Why is it different? Because you obey the Word of God. You don't give in, give up, back down, sit down, quit, or walk away. You hang in there. You do what the Word says. You're strong. You take heart. And because of that,
your payday is coming.
Hallelujah. That's not our words. It's from the Word of God. And it's a word of God for you today. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.